Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host, Lauren Lee Martin.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome once again to another edition of Blunt Business presented by Strainwise Consulting, which you can find more information about at strainwiseconsulting.com. This week, we speak to a business veteran with over 30 years in the semiconductor industry in sales and marketing roles, with the last 20 years focused on digital web marketing. We're talking about Phil Gibson, who's the Vice President of Marketing for Aessence Grows, Aessence Grows, a precision sensor and software technology company specializing in fully automated aeroponic platforms for indoor plant production. So, talking about indoor growing, cultivation, and that nature, lighting, we'll talk all about that with Phil as we get started. Phil Gibson, thanks for joining us here on Blunt Business.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for the invitation today. It's great to be talking to you guys.
Hey, our pleasure. I'm so glad we got a chance to meet you and we interviewed with you during our roving reporting coverage for CannabisRadio.com at the NCIA's Cannabis Business Summit. And you put together a great showcase there at the show. Amazing. We're going to talk about that and so much more. But why don't we do want to get started talking about the idea of indoor farming. Now, I want to go right into the subject that you recently wrote in an op-ed piece in Marijuana Venture Magazine. You said, quote, "A direct line can be drawn between investments in the burgeoning cannabis industry and lower food prices globally in the future." Now, talk to me about what your team at Aessence Grows does in regards to indoor farming and what you came away with that statement. How did you come out with that statement?
Yeah, so Aessence Grows as a company is a multinational company. We're based, our headquarters are here in Sunnyvale, California, so Silicon Valley. But we manage North America from a Sunnyvale location. We also have offices in Denmark that manage Europe and South Africa. But China, Shanghai, is our manufacturing base, and we manage all of Southeast Asia, Australia, New Zealand out of Shanghai. Now, on a U.S. basis, we are focused at the premium value plant that there is, and that's cannabis. So cannabis is really the focus of North America, which is heavily California and Canada right now. That's really beginning to drive volumes and generate activity. At the same time, globally, the world is being challenged with terrible weather. We're staring at hurricanes here on the East Coast. Europe is going through droughts. California is on fire. So all of that is impacting the amount of arable land that people can grow food in. And historically, food was all grown centrally in places that had long days and good hours of coverage for light, like California. And then it was shipped and trucked all the way across the country, across the world, to feed other locations that didn't have that kind of beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. Now, the cost of transportation and the amount of labor to do that and the amount of loss you have in that transport raises the cost of your food. And so when you get to those locations, though, even the cost of food, while that's up, the quality of what you're looking at is really bad quality because it's half of it's lost in transport, and what gets to you is not the beautiful tomato that was harvested in California.
Now, is there any idea where this idea would be so that we could create farming that would be more year-round instead of having certain areas that are harvesting only once per year?
Exactly. So maybe that's kind of a long answer, but the issue is that as you start to move indoors for farming, there are lots of challenges. Now, whether it's energy, heat that's generated in those buildings, can you automate it all? It's a pretty complex topic to grow indoors and replicate what's outdoors. But if you grow it in New York City or Ottawa, Canada, where it's really frozen in the wintertime, now you can have the same perfect environment year-round. And so doing that indoors, you can manage that environment. The challenge is today, the volumes of that activity for growing food indoors is very small, so the cost tends to be very high, and the amount of energy it takes to do that is not that efficient. So it's very hard to make money growing food indoors. While the quality is outstanding, the cost is fairly significant. Now, the thing that happens to all that, which brings us back to the original statement, is that the cannabis business for the premium value plant of cannabis is beginning to evolve all of that technology indoors, but at a very fast rate. Because of the price of cannabis, the return on investment is very quick indoors. And so the innovations and the improvements and the manufacturing volumes to grow indoors are skyrocketing. As those skyrocket to meet the new end of prohibition market, the cost of all that manufacturing equipment starts to come down. And so basically my prediction is that about mid-year 2020, you're going to have a crossover point between the worldwide global demand for food and population and the amount of arable land that's out there and the price point that consumers are going to be willing to pay to get that premium value quality product across the world. But the reason that time frame is not that far away is because cannabis is growing the volumes, lowering the costs, and getting us in the door to the food business. So while Essence Grows in North America and Europe is primarily a cannabis company, globally, we're really in the food production business. So from China out, it's really about how do we manufacture food, how do we do it efficiently, and how do we deliver a really premium quality product. So all of those innovations that drive that, which is what's your light source, how do you manage the environment, how do you optimize your nutrition for those plants, all of those things are being optimized around growing a lot of biomass in the cannabis business, but it also is perfectly applicable with a slightly different recipe to go after growing arugula or tomatoes or basil or whatever else you want to grow.
So and I just think of the fact that
holistic picture.
It would be so great that if this concept could be applied, you know, there's obviously some do-gooders, some philanthropists out there that maybe someday this can be taken, not just, like you said, those areas that are not arable, and to take it to areas where there's poverty-stricken countries and areas that could truly use the access and the accessibility to all this great food that can be made available through this indoor farming process. Now, indoor farming, just to help listeners just have a little clarity, in relation to greenhouse growing, is there any relation to that, or is this something more than that?
Well, a controlled environment greenhouse is effectively equivalent to indoor farming in a controlled environment building. So there's no real difference there. The only change is the light source. You're using the sun primarily in a greenhouse, and you have supplemental lighting, LED lighting you might add in the greenhouse for the times when the sun's in the cloud. But alternatively, indoor farming, you have a sole source lighting element, which is the light that you add to the room. If you don't put light into the room, it's dark. And so indoors, lighting is really important. I just finished an introductory webinar for our new line of lights called Aerix, which is truly a breakthrough indoor light, I believe. But it delivers 1,600 micromoles of output, very high efficacy, and a very beautiful broad spectrum light that mimics the wavelength of the sun. So it's got great blue, green, yellow, red content. And so the impact of that light for indoor farming is huge. But it was developed primarily for cannabis. But guess what? It also will produce fantastic strawberries. So it's really got a nice crossover effect of having this kind of an effective light. But we can afford to invest in it because of the speed and the yield and the growth of cannabis.
Now, how do you spell the name of the light structure?
Aerix is A-E-R-I-X.
All right, make sure to go look for that on the website for Essence Grows. And the website real quick, just
you won't see the Aerix light on the website yet.
Ah, okay.
We will be introducing that at the MJ BizCon show in Las Vegas in November.
But we will go and catch the webinar if they want to learn more right now.
That's right.
So how can they find the webinar?
The webinar is on, as you said, or mentioned, the Essence Grows website, so www.essencegrows.com, and that's in the lighting directory.
Okay.
Or in the hydroponic webinars directory. So if you went to Google, searched Essence Grows hydroponic webinars, a whole list of 15 or 20 webinars would come up, and all of those are talking about how do you grow effective yields in plants, and especially a focus on cannabis.
Great catalog of information to go through when you get a chance. Now, for those that are proponents of sun-grown, how do you go ahead and come to grips with them to explain the benefits of indoor farming to those that are, they just feel like they need the solar energy, that's just more of what they can get as more sun direct towards their product as opposed to using artificial?
Well, and that's really a challenge. If you have your own audience that's very specifically aimed at an outdoor specialty grow, it's kind of like a fine wine. If you have a winery that has perfect grapes on the right hillside with the right style, you know, that's what they're selling, is that branded experience. Indoors, I found that now we can duplicate almost the entire environment, and frankly, we can enhance the environment relative to outdoors.
Okay.
The challenge with outdoor growing is you're fixed at the ambient of the world. So your sun has its own schedule that it runs. Your carbon dioxide is at a typical 400 parts per million level. And the combination of your light intensity, the sun, and your nutrients in the soil and your water generates the amount of bud you can get in your outdoor grow across the season. And cannabis lights, though, can be tricked, right? They're a photocyclic plant, which means that you can change the light cycle to 12 hours on, 12 hours off indoors, and they think it's fall and it's time to bloom. And so the whole process with cannabis is to trick the plants, get them sprouted, put them into a room, change the light cycle to tell them it's time to bloom, and run them for eight weeks and harvest them. And that allows you indoors to get six harvests a year with an environment that mimics the outdoor environment, except that by pumping carbon dioxide into the room and getting it up to maybe 2,000 parts per million versus 400 parts per million, and raising the light intensity in the room up to 1,600 photon flux PPFD levels instead of the typical ambient, much, much lower, 400 or 500, you can get dramatic output and growth and bud size out of that same cubic square foot of space. So indoors, we see 2 to 3 times the yields. And because the environment is such a perfect grow environment for photosynthesis, we see higher levels of terpenes, higher levels of CBD percentages based on the strain you're running, and the plants just absorb nutrition better. So it's just a much more effective growing process indoors. But when you talk about the nuance of flavor, that really comes down to a personal choice. You know, I may like salt, you may like sweet. All of those nuances become, how do you adjust the nutrient recipe, which outdoors, the nutrient recipe is where you grow. It's that hillside for the winery. It's the environment for the winery that comes through with the weather style. Indoors, it's all about which nutrient recipe salts do you feed your environment with, nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, calcium, and what cycle do you turn it on? So if you're in week 2 of bloom versus week 4 of bloom versus flush, how do you run your nutrient irrigation for those plants? Those all become part of your recipe mix. And when you add in the environment of managing the humidity at a certain level, the carbon dioxide at a certain level, and the temperature of the room at a certain level, now you've got the art of that recipe. And Chris Wren, who's our VP of sales, has a way he describes this, which is, today we have a player piano that can play a tune. It can play chopsticks. But because of the ability to adjust that nutrient recipe and tune and optimize that in a scientific method, we're going to be able to play Chopin and Beethoven and the great arts of symphonies. We just haven't learned how to do that yet. So that's really part of the whole aspect of tuning that nutrition recipe and the light environment and the air environment for plants is a discovery. It's total innovation at this point.
Now, I'll tell you, there's some
new.
I'm just amazed when I hear all this. I mean, I feel like so far ahead of a green thumb that I could ever be, and just hearing just the nuances, just everything here. I mean, for those that are just consumers, you have to be fascinated by just all this being said, what you're saying here, everything from the types of whatever ingredients you put in, to nutrients, to the length of grow that you have for every kind of flower that you put out there that you're growing in this indoor farming scenario. It's fascinating. And I'm sorry I couldn't cut you off, but I do need to get us into a commercial break. And what I want to do is I want to come back. And of course, we talked about how we met, and we got to see. I got to go and see when you were getting things set up at the Cannabis Business Summit, exhibiting your advanced grow system. We're going to go into that and much more with Phil Gibson, the Vice President of Marketing for Essence Grows, here on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together.
The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business, managed by Strainwise Consulting. You can find more information about them at StrainwiseConsulting.com. And we're back here on Blunt Business with Phil Gibson from Essence Grows. Now, I want to learn, along with our listeners, about what we got to see firsthand, this monstrosity of an exhibit that you had at Cannabis Business Summit, which I'm sure you exhibit all over the country to the various areas, about your developed advanced grow system. Let me tell you a few things about what we learned about this. Now, your grow systems feature sensor-driven software that monitors and automatically adjusts the ingredients for specific grow recipes. So one of these systems that's been highly touted publicly is your four-layer, high-density Atrium 2.1 Smart Farm. That's a great name. Designed for high-volume cultivators that come in 24, 48, and 72 tray configurations. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so that's really the ideal smart farm. For small plants, things that are less than 12 inches tall, you roll in that kind of machine with the capacity that you want in terms of square footage, and you plug in water and power, connect it to the Guardian Grow Manager central management control system, and you're growing plants. And you basically load a recipe, it executes the recipe to feed that engine, and you just watch the biomass start to grow on your plants. And the thing about plants is they all, cannabis is very unique, and it's even across strains, it tends to have an 8-week bloom cycle. But to get to bloom, you have to go through cloning and vegging and sort of bringing the plants up, vegging them, topping the tops so you can have lots of tops across the middle, and then you move finally to your bloom environment.
Now, how many plants are we looking at per these size tray configurations?
Yeah, so for 24 trays, you're going to see 1,512 clones in that environment.
Okay.
For 48 trays, double that, and then 4,500 clones every 10 to 14 days out of a 72-tray system. So you have to have a large capacity room where you need that kind of clones per week, or you need to be in the clone business which is very attractive for that machine.
Right.
It's if you've got the mother canopy that you can take clippings from, you can feed those into this cloner, and it'll generate full-grown plants for you. Just amazing speed.
What kind of space does this? What kind of space does a smart farm take? Like, what size of a structure do you need to build and enclose this?
Yeah, so it's 5.5 feet wide, and it's the smallest unit is 10 feet long, and so it's 10 feet long, or 16, or 23 feet long. So it's a large machine, as you said. When you see the whole unit there on the floor, it's pretty substantial. It's 8.5 feet tall. So it's a very large machine, but it has all the lights, all the power supplies, all the irrigation, everything in that sort of turnkey unit.
And I mentioned before when we were at the show that, I mean, it was just amazing on how you put that together. And it was still able to go ahead and basically manage and control, you know, the grows, even in that environment, that large conference call that you were in. It was just really amazing how that was able to be worked out. Now, and it's just a really surprising about, you know, just a traditional grow where putting the nutrients in, fertilizer, irrigation, and trying to go through that whole system, it's, I mean, really fascinating about how much you're able to yield. Now, talk to me about the quality control that goes into these systems.
Well, so these are modular assembled systems. So that's why we can pull them into a show, assemble them in an hour or two. It's kind of IKEA-like assembly to snap them all together and then get them operating. And that modularity allows you to have very repeated manufacturing. So they tend to be very consistent, very reliable because of that. And here in Silicon Valley, you know, you make sure your electronics work and everything is robust. So you drive that to UL certifications or ETL certifications, and we make sure that, you know, everything is ready. All you got to do is move this in, do the IKEA assembly, stand it up. We connect it to a network and commission it for you. You load a recipe, and you are plugging in water and power, and you're growing. So it really is plug the machine in and boom, you're in production right away.
Amazing. So unfortunately, we do need to go ahead and step back out into another commercial break. Again, I'm here with Phil Gibson, Vice President of Marketing for Essence Grows. We'll be back with final questions for Phil Gibson here on Blunt Business, here on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're back with final questions for Phil Gibson from Essence Grows. So, Phil, I've already made pretty clear about how we met at the NCIE's Cannabis Business Summit, and I know you frequent a number of trade shows annually showcasing the system that we just talked about. So talk about basically, I mean, the obstacles of you taking this on the road, the kind of feedback you've gotten so far. I mean, What kind of feedback do you get from people on the road talking about your system? What are the average regular questions you normally get?
Well, I think the normal user is still growing in CocoQuire soil alternative, and they're maybe under HPS lights, and they're sort of stuck in that mode, or they have a small cloning system. So the scale and the modularity of this to get you into a full production, mass production kind of environment, that's unique for them. And I think that's why when you see us at the shows, there isn't anything in the entire building like the Atrium system. There is a smart farm that's an enormous beast that's cranking away and growing plants. And next to it is the Atrium for the tall plant blooming environment for racking up in trays and having movable trays so people can grow things. I think they're startled with sort of the completeness of the optimized system to go from clone to veg, or go from mothers to clone to veg to production blooming, and then just turn that cycle over and over. And it's complex, and they go, oh, I can't move from going in soil to going in hydroponics, even aeroponics, what's that? So we have to kind of go through the education process. But the complexity of aeroponics is kind of taken care of by this wonderful sensor-based precision software called the Guardian Grow Manager. So that tends to wrap everything together, and because it will manage the recipes, manage turning the lights on, manage injecting carbon dioxide, it does all those things for you, so it makes it really straightforward for you to be a grower, where you plug in this modular equipment, stand it up, and get it into production. So if you're a grower that's already got sunk cost in your facility, you've been growing the same way for 20 years, you're not likely to want to change that. But if you're a new investor, this is a very exciting system because the returns are astronomical, and it's just a great way to get into production very quickly.
So now, how much support do you offer for those businesses that hear the word aeroponics and it just goes right over their head?
Yeah, so we do a great deal of training up front, but the good thing is you plug in power and water and the system takes care of itself. So you don't have to be a real technician on aeroponics. The Guardian Grow Manager is a very friendly software interface, so you open your tablet or your phone and you can actually control the whole grow environment from your phone. But typically a tablet or a desktop is more convenient, and you can, you know, manage your rooms, manage your production cycles. The nice thing is that basis of how do you grow has allowed us to start building operations management into it. So things like time cards and to-do lists and coaching your operators to actually go to the right room and trim the right plants, or use your seed-to-sale system and things to keep yourself in a good productive way. Now we're really working, as I said, on the agricultural side. How do we optimize this from a cost standpoint? How do you really tune down and make it as efficient as possible? Because the yield from aeroponics is skyrocketing. Everybody has seen the yields. They're 40% more than soil. So they're really, you got the yield side of the equation if you can handle the technology. The Guardian Grow Manager makes it easy.
Now, are there a lot of mainstream growers that reach out to you or come to the shows or just in general that inquire about your systems for mainstream food products?
For food products. Again, the thing is we don't really pursue food customers in North America.
Oh, but I'm sure there might be some that might come to you perhaps, and if they ask about the idea, or at least get some concepts.
I do get regular questions from customers that want to go into the farming business, especially second-generation farmers. So a lot of the farmers across North America, the first-generation farmers are reaching 60, 70, 80 years old. Their children didn't go into the farming space. Yeah. And now their grandchildren want to come back and they want to get into the farming business. But they don't really want to do it the way grandma or grandpa might have done it. And they want to look at it from a new technology standpoint. So I do have a lot of I'd say grandchildren that came out with a plant science degree that want to start an urban farm and want to try and figure out how can they do it downtown so they can party at night at the clubs and go back to the farm in the daytime.
Yeah.
So that's more the audience that we see sort of inquiring. But I'd say mid-year 2020 will be after the farm business here in North America too. But right now it's cannabis.
Yeah, who needs those startup tech hubs that are out there? Let's go ahead and put a grow space in one of those downtown spots on the storefront. That'd be great.
Sure. Food to go.
Phil Gibson, Essence Grows, I really do appreciate you being on Bump Business. But real quickly, before we go and finish up, how can listeners learn more about Essence Grows and how they can reach out to you and learn more about the training, more about the products altogether?
Well, I'd say up front, we're going to be at the CanMed conference at UCLA in Los Angeles here in 4 weeks. We'll follow that with the MJ BizCon conference. So face-to-face, you can shake hands with us there. Here in Sunnyvale, California, we've always got the equipment running in operation, so we can come in and see plants growing here. And then we have customers across the country now that people can get tours into if they go through a whole quote process. And finally, I'd say the website itself, www.essencegrows.com, has both good tutorials in the webinars space and great content and technical explanations of how does aeroponics work, how do these machines work, how good can my yields be, and how can I make money in this business. And so we do go through trying to explain all of that as best we can on the website.
And again, for those that are listening, that are looking to get right to a browser, it's AESSENSEGROWS.com. Phil Gibson, thank you for joining us here on Bump Business.
Thanks very much for your invitation.
Our pleasure. We do appreciate you having back on the network again. And thank you all listeners for joining us for another edition of Blunt Business. You can download past episodes by going to CannabisRadio.com or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. And again, if you want more information about StrainWise Consulting and how they can help you, go to their website, StrainWiseConsulting.com. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.